processing. On the right side of the door can be seen some tools mounted on the wall. A spino, a cutting iron, a rotella, a wheel, a pala, a paddle, and a termometro, a thermometer, which were used by cheesemakers while processing Parmigiano Reggiano. Two boilers can be seen towards the center of the building. The oldest one, dating back to the 1800s, was heated directly on a fire, while the other, dating from 1949, was heated using steam. At the beginning of the 1900s, the processing technique required that the serum, the curd, and then an enzyme obtained from the stomach of baby calves be added to the milk, which was then poured into a conical-shaped boiler containing about 450 liters. Once coagulation took place, the curd was first broken up into pieces the size of hazelnuts using a wheel. Then, using a cutting iron, it was broken into pieces the size of a corn kernel. In order to ease the outpouring of serum from the coagulated mass, this was stirred while the temperature was raised to 55 degrees centigrade. When the dairyman thought that the curd was sufficiently dry and cohesive to the touch, he told the boiler man, who controlled the fire, to turn it off. After letting the curd rest a little at the bottom of the boiler, the mass was lifted using the paddle and was collected in a cloth. The curd was then inserted in a fasciera, a mold, and was left to rest to allow the serum to be expelled.